Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Hello again, everybody. This is Bongo Johnny. And along with a lot of great music in the late 50s and early 60s, some television shows became very popular, and some of the shows had very identifiable music that went with them. I'm going to take a look at a few of those tonight, some of my favorites, some I'm sure you'll remember. So this is Radio Free Bongo, and away we go.
We'll be right back. and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Retreat and reversed into victory. His medal of honor pleased and thrilled his proud little family group. Putting it on, some blood was spilled, and so it was planned he'd command that troop. Where Indian fights are colorful sights and nobody takes a licking, when pale face and red skin both turn chicken. Drilling and fighting, get them down, they know their morale can't droop. As long as they all relax in town before they resume with a bang and a boom. Hep troop!
opened our classic TV set with a true classic, the 1955 The Honeymooners. Music by Sammy Spear, who later followed Jackie Gleason to his own show, which he had on CBS in the middle and late 60s. Now that was followed by the Leave It to Beaver theme from 1957. And that theme was actually based on a children's tune called The Toy Parade, which was written by Melvin Leonard. We followed that up with Henry Mancini with the theme from The Peter Gunn Show. That particular version was taken from the Blues Brothers movie soundtrack. After that, we had The Ventures doing the theme from The Munsters Show, also from 1964. From 1965, we then had the F Troop theme show done by Hi Averbeck. And we ended it up with Henry Mancini again, this one, the theme song from the TV show Mission Impossible. And now, we're going to play some music that was put out in the 60s by artists who didn't immediately get big hits with these things, but later on, they sure did get big. Let's see if you can recognize who they are. Here we go.
We've already said
the ducks with the mop. They all come out to cool the night. Lice on top of the sea.
It's all too beautiful.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow.
There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play.
Emily cries. Gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow.
There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play.
On a gown that touches the ground. Out on a river forever and ever, Emily.
Just no getting over you. Oh no. Without your precious love, I can't go on. It's haunting me. I need you so much. All I did was talk, talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. There's just no getting over you. All I did was talk, talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry.
Okay, now, let's see how you did. The first one we opened up with was the Moody Blues from 1965. Go Now, their first single. Of course, the Moody Blues went on to bigger and better things in the 70s, 80s, and even in the 90s. After that, we heard Deep Purple, their first single called Hush. Then it was the Small Faces. The Small Faces later became the Faces, and Rod Stewart had a hookup with them. This song is called Ichiku Park, and that was their first single from 1966. And that was followed by Pink Floyd, See Emily Play, 1967. And we finished up with Love, doing My Little Red Book, which was a Burt Bacharach composition, done in 1966, from the movie What's New Pussycat, where it was done by Manfred Mann. Now, we're going to play a few more songs. Just kind of an assortment of some good music that came out in the middle and late 60s, so enjoy.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine, I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out.
Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice.
So be sincere, convince me with a pretty please. Laugh, laugh, before I die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you better die. Who taught you how it feels to be lonely? Oh, so lonely.
Don't think I'm being funny when I say you got just what you deserve. I can't help feeling you found out today.
You thought you were too good, you had a lot of help.
Won't say I'm sorry for the things I've said. I'm glad he passed it to go. You kept on bragging he was yours instead.
Found you don't know everything that is to know. Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you better die. Who taught you how to be to be lonely? Oh, so lonely.
Before I go, I'd like to say one thing. Don't close your ears to me. Take my advice and you find out that me and
just another girl won't cause you misery.
Don't say you can't get any boy to call. Don't be so smug or else you'll find you can't get any boy at all.
You'll wind up on the way he sits on the shelf. Laugh, laugh, I thought I'd die. It seems so funny to me. Laugh, laugh, you met a guy who thought you how it seems to be. Lonely, oh so lonely.
Yeah.
Lonely, oh so lonely.
You got everything you want, and your back can sing 'cause my best just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you and do all the things that you want me to. But I need is your respect. One thing I can't take is your neglect. More than anything, I need your love. Then troubles are easy to rise above. I'm nothing in your eyes. It makes me feel like giving up, because my best just ain't good enough. Girl, I want to provide for you, do all the things that you want me to. But someone
from the top, we heard four songs, all from the magic year of 1966. First was The Who, from My Generation, The Kids Are All Right. We followed that up with the Beau Brummels, their single, Laugh Laugh. The Beatles gave us And Your Bird Can Sing. Then it was the Animals doing Don't Bring Me Down, which was co-written by Carole King. And we ended up with Canned Heat, doing Wilbur Harrison's Let's Work Together from 1970. And we're going to end up tonight with a song by Norman Greenbaum. Now, Norman Greenbaum first started out in a group called Dr. West's Medicine Show and Junk Band. And the song he wrote was The Eggplant That Ate Chicago. Do you remember that one? Well, anyway, here it is. From 1966, The Eggplant That Ate Chicago. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Sweet, it was just like sugar.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. For he may eat your city soon. You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago.
It was just like sugar.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. For he may eat your city soon.
Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. If he's still hungry, the whole country's doomed.
It's in trouble.
If he's still alive.